Stand with me tonight if you would, please. I just want to read something to you tonight. You can't sow seed when the wind's blowing strong, boys. You ought to know that. Sometimes you learn when to preach, and sometimes you learn when to shut up. Amen. You can't plant seed when the wind's blowing hard. It won't get in the ground. But I do tonight want to give you something's on my heart. And I just want to read it to you, make a few comments about it. And then I believe it would be the perfect will of God if Miss Jenny come back and sing another song and we finish up the invitation. You see, God didn't start working in this meeting tonight. We've been working in it all week. And I appreciate the fact that we have had the opportunity to be a part of it. And you better cherish it, because you don't get in church a lot where God has His way. Sometimes you get in church and man has his way. But I like it when God has His way. God gave me something in a personal Bible study just a while back, a verse. And I thought about it early in the service and I thought, well, I'm sure, God, I won't go that way tonight. I had no idea how the service was going to go. I'm a pastor and we deal with a lot of trials. When I left my home, I had 3 members in the hospital and another girl being transferred to another hospital that's in her 20s because of a heart condition when she had her baby. I have 2 associate pastors that take care of those things while I'm gone. Then, right before we walked in church tonight, we have what we call greeters in our church. They're senior adults that stand at the doors and welcome people that come in. And one of the greeters at our church is a precious, precious man of God. He and his wife have been married for 60 years. Last week, both of them were in the hospital. Just about 3 hours ago, they told him that he has cancer throughout his body in 3 different places. One of them is in his pelvis. Another is in his esophagus. And another somewhere else, and the prognosis is he's going home. His little wife, tonight while we're here sitting in that room, she walked from her hospital room to his. And she knows that their life will never be the same. When Miss Jenny stood up here tonight and gave a word of testimony, I actually think she gave it over here. She stood tonight and she said that sometimes we don't know what God's doing. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm getting ready to say tonight. There have been many times in my ministry where I have questioned God. Now, I know you real spiritual people will say, well, you ought to not do that. Well, you better read your Bible. Because the 7 sayings off the cross by our Lord, one of them was, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I believe the reason he said that was because through eternity he knew that you and I would come to times in our life when we didn't know what God was doing. And yet we'd ask God for help. And somewhere standing in the shadows, we'd find God. Look real quickly, if you would, at Exodus 13. Now I'm just going to give you a skeleton of what I have here before me, because honestly I don't believe the Lord's done yet what He was doing. I think that's why the preacher said to me he wouldn't want to put me in no position like this. I don't mind being up here. I've been around it, so we're all right. But Brother Joe, I do know when to get out of the way. I'm not in this thing to make a name for me. But I sure am in it to make a name for Him. When we leave tonight, it's not what a youth choir. It's not what singing. It's not what a preacher, and it's not what a church. When we leave tonight, we need somebody to walk out of this building and say, what a Savior. Because we don't lift Him up, it's all in vain. If we're here to be seen, it's all in vain. If all we do is what we do because we want somebody else to notice, it's all in vain. But friend, if we are what we are because of the grace of God, and we see Jesus, it's all right. Amen. Brother Michael, I will pay every expense. I want you to load those young people up. I'm going to give you a time. I'll pay every expense. They're coming to Statesville. I'll put them in motels. I'll pay for you rent vans. I'll give you a love offering when you come. But I want them young people to come to my church. Amen. We're going to work it out. I'll take care of everything. And if Jenny don't come, you can't come. All right? I love you, but you preach. She sings good. Amen. All right. Pastor, you ought to be thankful them grandchildren. My. You got a precious family. Good family. Good family. Praise God. I watched Grandma over there just rejoicing a while ago. She ought to. So they could be somewhere tonight strung out on drugs. It's because they grew up in a preacher's home don't mean they have to live for God. But I promise you, I know preacher's kids way out there. But hallelujah, if they're serving God. Now I got to be careful because I'm starting to feel too good. Now I want to give you something tonight. Oh, there's somebody that's building needs this. Man, I had the Holy Ghost a while ago. I mean directed me what I'm getting ready to read. Amen. Now I want to give you something. You've probably read it many times, but you've never seen it. I want you to look in chapter 13 of Exodus. You men of God, I'll give you a skeleton outline. You can put some meat on it and preach it, all right? Chapter 13 of Exodus, verse number 17. This is right after the people of God are leaving out of Egypt. God has set them free. They've set some memorials. Now watch verse 17. It came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Here's my phrase. Although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. Now watch the next verse. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. God led them to the Red Sea. God led them through the wilderness. God led them the way that was not near. If I were going to preach this tonight, and I don't feel like I will, I'll share a couple things. Give a little Sunday school lesson here, and then we'll get Ms. Jean come sing. If I were going to preach it tonight, I would preach this the long way around. There are some of you, where's Miss, it was EJ, right? Preacher, where's his precious little wife at? Wave at me, sweetheart. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I love you tonight. I don't know you well, but I knew your husband. He was a good, good man. I stopped by that battery place one day, and I first started preaching here, and he was a blessing in my life. Sweet, humble spirit. Heaven's sweeter because he's there today. And God's going to give you help. Just to see that church rally around you a while ago, bless my heart. Thank God for that. Go ahead and be seated. Preacher, I like it. I like it. I'm a revivalist. This is my heart. I'll leave this meeting. I'll have people call. There'll be people fasting and praying for this meeting in my church. I like it. Because I told you, I sensed the urgency early this week. Preacher, I'm going to tell you the truth. I do not know. Now, please don't take this as an arrogant statement. I do not know how much farther Morningstar Baptist would have went without this meeting this week. Now, I have no idea what I'm saying in saying that, except to the fact I know God wanted to do something. And I think if somebody had gotten away, I think it could have been a terrible occasion for this church. But I'm glad to report tonight, somebody got a hold of God. And I think the best days are getting ready to come. And I'm glad there's still some folk around that want God to move. Amen? Now stay with me just a moment. I'm not going to be long. I'm very conscious of what time it is. The long way around. You remember when you got saved and God, so to speak, led you out of Egypt? The Bible says that the people of God came out with a high hand. Now that can mean one of two things. One of them is, and I believe it makes reference to it, the hand of God. And I believe that that hand was a high hand and a holy hand, and God led them out of Egypt, no question. But the other thing I can say is they came out with their hand raised high because they were glad they were leaving Egypt. See, you can't never appreciate leaving Egypt until you leave it. And when you see Egypt behind you, and you know you're not in the slime pits or the mud pits, and you know you're not under the bondage of Pharaoh, and you know you've been set free by the grace of God, friend, I'm telling you what, you come out with a high hand too. That's why tonight many of you shout and praise God, because God brought you out with a high hand. You would have thought, Brother Brackens, that God would have led them the easy way. You would have thought that the easiest way to go would have been the way God led them. You would have thought the quickest they can get through the desert, the quickest they can get through the wilderness, the quickest they can get across. Hey, you'd have thought, man, no way you'd go by the Red Sea. No way you'd go that direction. You'd take the easy route. But that's not what God did. What God did was He went the long way. AJ, the long way around. There's some of you in this building tonight, folks have been shouting, but you're not. And it's not because you don't love Jesus. But you walked in this building tonight and your heart's as heavy as it's ever been. Boy, if you've ever needed God to show up, you need it tonight. If you've ever needed God to be real, you've needed it tonight. So you walked in this building because God's been taking you the long way around. And sometimes you haven't understood what God's doing. There have been times you've even prayed and said, God, I don't understand why. There have been times you've literally almost cried yourself to sleep trying to figure out where is God, what is God doing. Am I telling it right? Amen. He's the same place He's always been. God doesn't change. He doesn't move. He's the same place He's always been. Now I'm not going to try to get too far here. I just want to give you something. I got stuff in me. More of a hurricane, that's a breeze, and it helps me. The long way around. Why did God lead the people? The Bible says, look at it again, not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. I want to give you three reasons why. I'm just going to give them to you. Tell you how it applies to your life. Number one, watch this. The reason God led them the way He led them, because God knew the scheme of Pharaoh. Stay with me a minute. You say, preacher, what do you mean? God knew the scheme of Pharaoh. God knew that Pharaoh wasn't going to quit after He let him go. You know what Pharaoh's a picture of to me? Pharaoh's a picture of the devil that had him bound in Egypt. And God knew that the devil or Pharaoh would come after them just as soon as they left Egypt. So God led them a certain way. Going to bring them to a certain place. Well, they will see a red seal. Hallelujah. Well, they was going to see a red sea on one side. Devil's army on the other side. Mountains on either side, nowhere to go. God led them that way. They get there and they say, oh, Moses, why in the world didn't you let us die in Egypt? Moses said, stand still. and see the salvation of the Lord. You know why God's led some of you certain ways in your life the long way around? Because He knows the devil won't give up on you. Because He knows the devil will keep on. You help yourself, sister. Because He knows the devil will keep on trying. Because He knows the devil won't stop. And He knows if He leads you a certain way, you got time to keep on digging and keep on running and keep on going. You got time to get where you got to get to. Hey, I'm telling you, God knows who's on your trail and He knows the way to lead you. Now, I have to be real careful tonight on how I stop. My daughter's turned 16 next week. She's 15 now with a driving permit. My truck has good brakes and I have whiplash. I'm trying to teach her, baby, you don't take off like 0 to 80 and you don't stop like master brake, hard as it'll go. I feel like things are hitting me in the back when she stops. As a child of God, I have to be careful. See, God's got to lead me the long way around. Because if I go the short way, I'm going to stop too quick. And if I stop too quick, I'm going to get run over. You say, preacher, who's going to run over you? Bible said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In other words, I got something behind me in my life, following me in my life. So I got to be careful. There's some of you in this building tonight. The devil hadn't quit on you, has he? Not if you're serving God. I've been doing this pastoring since I was 20. I'm 45, 25 years. Been preaching since I was 17. And can I tell you something? He ain't quit on me yet. I'll be honest with you, though. Don't be offended by this, but when God puts him in hell, I hope He lets me spit on him. I said that years ago as a younger preacher, and I had a woman correct me. She said, preacher, you ought not say stuff like that. We ought to pray for everybody. I said, ma'am, it's the devil. I said, my Lord, have you ever read your Bible? It's the devil. He knew the scheme of Pharaoh. Stay with me. I'm going to tell you why God's leading you a long way around. Here's just a little skeleton outline. Jesus said to Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He said, 1 Peter, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion seeking about, walking about seeking whom he may devour. God knew the scheme of Pharaoh. Secondly, watch. God knew the strength of the Philistines. Preacher, why is God leading them the long way around? Because God knew that they weren't ready to fight the Philistines. I'm going to tell you something to blow your mind. God will choose your battles. You will never go through anything in your life as a child of God that God doesn't know before you ever get there. And God knew that if He led them the short way, they would go through the land of the Philistines. And if they did, Israel was not a people of war. And they'd be defeated. So He led them the long way around. He led them around the Philistines. You say, well, preacher, I want to win battles in my life. I do too, but sometimes we have to be patient. Now listen to me. Sometimes the battle's long. Sometimes it's difficult. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Now, ladies, since you sung it, I'll read it. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I grew up on a chicken farm all my life. Some of the highlights of my life as a young boy, I was set what we call the chicken lot with my dad, two metal chairs. We sat and he'd throw feet out on the ground and the little chicks would run from their mom and the hens and they'd run and eat his feet and out in the yard. My dad's in heaven now, but I remember those days. Sometimes in a spring, summer afternoon, we'd be sitting down there and start to feel a rustle in the trees as the breeze would start to blow. Way off in the distance, you'd hear a rumble of thunder way off. All of a sudden, them hens would start making a funny noise. Then if you look around the yard, they'd start raising their wings. Storm was approaching. When they'd raise their wings in just a moment, all those little chicks would go running to their mama. Get up under her wings. She'd fold them down. My dad and I'd step inside the chicken house. Lightning would flash, thunder would roll. Rain would pour. They'd stay hid under their mama's wings. Then when the storm passed by, she'd raise them up. They'd run about. How many times in my life have I heard the rumble of thunder in the distance? How many times in my life has the lightning flashed? How many times in my life has the wind began to blow and I didn't know where anywhere else to go and I ran as hard as I could go to God under the everlasting arms of a holy God and He overshadowed me with His love. God knew the strength of the Philistines. Final thing. God knew the struggle of the people. God knew that some of them couldn't handle things if they didn't go the long way around. They just wasn't ready. God knew that they weren't ready for some things, and so God sent them the long way around. There's some of you in this building tonight, honestly, you take it for what it's worth. I'm just a country preacher. I'm not a know-it-all. Take it for what it's worth. I was sitting over there tonight, and I'm telling you, God burdened my heart. And I knew the preacher would get me to come up. I mean, you say, hey, you know, I just knew he would. I knew he'd just tell me to do whatever, but I knew he'd get me to come up. I don't really feel like an outline. Don't feel like typical sermon. I just feel like God's got a message, and He's wanting somebody in this building tonight to know that you might be going a long way around, but He knows where you're at. He knows where you're at. He hadn't left you. He hadn't forsook you. He's still there. He's still watching over you. He's still standing in the shadows. And right on time. Just like a ram going up one side of Mount Moriah, Abraham and Isaac going up the other. Didn't the one of them beat the other one? Divine time. I want to ask you something tonight. Is there somebody in this building tonight feel like God's carrying you the long way around and you're saying, preacher, where is He? What is God doing? Where is God at? Miss Jenny, I want you and your family to come. I want y'all to sing Under His Wings for me. Now listen, I want you to listen to me. Tonight, God sends revival because the church needs reviving. And we've experienced God move in some of the greatest services this week. But I want you to understand with me tonight, there are some folk in this building that really needed God to show up, and here's why. Because they need to know there's a God in heaven that loves them. There's a God in heaven that's on their side. There's a God in heaven that's working for them. And that He's real. Now, I don't know your situation. I don't know who you are tonight. But I can tell you right now, if I needed Jesus, I'd run under His wings. I preached that message of Isaiah 40, 31 one time. And I walked in the pulpit and the Holy Ghost said, all I want you to say tonight is run. My wife may remember it. I walked in the pulpit, opened up, read my scripture, looked out over the congregation, and I said, run. When I did, God, the Holy Ghost, began to pull people out of that auditorium. They began to run to God. Run to God. Because friend, when there is nowhere else to go, I'm glad we can go to Him.
Yes, amen.
Would you stand to your feet tonight? I don't know who you are tonight, but God's loving on you. Would you mind the Lord and come get some help? Would you run tonight under His wings while they sing?
My way was filled with danger. I felt alone.
You ever been there?
The enemy had singled me out to do me wrong. And when He drew near, my heart filled with fear. But then I heard some His side, and I ran. still rages, but in the rock of ages, I'm resting warmly here under my Lord's
God, touch her, Jesus.
The enemy had singled me out to do me wrong. And when he drew near, my heart filled with fear. But then I heard someone dear calling me to his side. And I ran under. Shivering in the coldness there, no safe retreat from harm. And there blew strong winds, would this be my end? But then I heard my friend still calling me to his side. And I ran under. But in the rock of ages, I'm resting warmly here under my Lord's wing. Under all dark clouds hung low, I was out in a storm, shivering. Coldness there, no safe retreat from harm. And there blew strong winds, would this be my end? But then I heard my friend still calling me to his side. And I ran under his wing. But in the rock of ages, I'm resting warmly here under my Lord's wing. And when he drew near, my heart filled with fear. But then I heard someone dear calling me to his side. And I ran under his wing.
Some have gotten in and some have not. There's still time. God's still moving. I don't think I'd want to go out those doors tonight, either there, here, or back here, if I hadn't done what God wanted me to do. I want to tell you folks that the very air we breathe, we're dependent upon Him for the very air that we breathe. I'll tell you, the water's getting deep. No way we're going to pray, spend time with God, and beg and agonize God for revival, and then God start moving in our midst and we get tired of what God's doing. Ain't no way that's going to happen. No, sir. Well, I just appreciate God's being here tonight, helping us tonight, helping us. That's what he came here for tonight. He came here to help us. He is a very present help in the time of need. We didn't come here to do something for him tonight. He came here to do something for us. Came all the way from glory just to visit us. God put himself within our reach tonight. Are you listening? God put himself within our reach tonight. God could have stayed far away tonight out of our reach, but God's put himself within our reach. Hallelujah.
God's been better to me than anybody in here. He really has.
I'll argue with you about that.
You know, I don't deserve it. Well, when I say to me, I mean to us. You know, I don't like to brag, but God's been so good to our family.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got 5 wonderful children. They're all married to Christian mates.
Amen.
That's the goodness of God.
Amen.
When the Lord saved me, I asked God to let me live long enough to see my children grown, saved and grown. I didn't want them to be orphaned. I didn't want them to be left. God granted that prayer. I saw them all saved. I saw them all married Christian mates. God give us precious grandchildren. They're all saved, serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's no goodness in me. I don't deserve one bit of that, not one bit. Not one bit do I deserve. But I'm so thankful God's given us a family to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I'd rather God would take me home than to see my children or grandchildren, my family out of God's will.
Yes, yes.
And I've prayed many times, God, whatever it takes, if it takes my life, keep them in your will. I've seen God do things to them, and I never asked God why. I remember one time I'd prayed for Jackie. Jackie was surrendered to preach when he was 13 years old. Might have been 11.
11.
Anyway, he preached till he got in junior high school or something. He got in the band and he got away from the Lord as far as he's preaching. 26 years I prayed for him. 26 years I prayed, God, whatever it takes. I'd see God deal with him.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
He'd have wrecks in his car and he'd get little scratches on his hand. The car tore up to pieces.
Amen.
I saw that go on. He went to service and he never had to miss a church service. He got to come home. And then one day he come to my house after we'd prayed and prayed and prayed. I had a friend that sat right over there where Pam is. We prayed constantly for him that God would get him back to his will. I knew God called him. He had the anointing of God on him when he'd preach. And then one day he come to see me. And I remember God shut him in my house with a storm. He couldn't get out. I remember he put his hand on the door and he said, Mom, if I just knew. He said, Mom, if I just knew. And I said, Son, God's calling him without repentance. And I said, you just have to take it by faith.
Amen.
I saw the fruits of that. Oh, one the next morning he come down here. I was sitting there crying. My Sunday school ladies came and said, can I pray with you? And I said, just wait. He got up and he told how God had run him around like a horse, like a cowboy trying to rope a horse. And he said, God, if you can use me after all these years, God, I'm willing. That's all I remember.
Come
I
to the end of his
there.
Rope. Amen.
I thank God for my family.
Yeah.
I thank God for my church family.
Yes, yes.
You are my family. I've been here 41 years. Soon will be.
Next month. Amen.
But I just want to say I love you, every one of you. Such a blessing to me. Then again, I'm not bragging because I deserve anything. I could be a good mother now if I could go back. But then you go only this way one time. You have to make the best of it. I just thank God tonight for what he's touched and done for me this week. It's been such a blessing.
Amen.
It's helped Amen. Me so much.
Thank God. Amen.
Now, I just want to say I love the Lord with all my heart. I'm glad God saved me 47 Amen. Years ago.
Amen.
Talking about that conviction, I remember that conviction so strong. How God went on. He saved me for 2 weeks. I remember the burden when it lifted from my back, when it lifted from my heart. For 2 weeks, I'd go to work, and I know I must have talked to people around me. But I was so caught up with God, I didn't know. I wasn't even aware that they were around me. But God's been so good to me these 47 years now.
Amen.
Pray for me that I'd be what God wants me to be.
Amen.
My heart's desire is to serve the Lord. Failing, yes, much, many times. But my heart's desire is to serve the Lord with all my heart.
Amen. Amen. We just intend to stay on the wall. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, God and her keep me straight. They keep me going. Amen. I tell you, get a woman like that praying for you, you just can't help yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm just glad. I'm glad tonight that I'm under his wing. Glad that I'm in his care, his keeping. It's been a good week. It's been a good week. I'm going to look forward to next year, Brother Chris, when you come back hearing that message that you didn't get to preach tonight. Amen. I'll remind you next year when you come back. Listen, we ain't going to dismiss this service. You can't dismiss what God's doing. There may be people in this place tonight that you say, I ain't never seen nothing like this. This is what's missing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This is what's missing in our churches. This is what you used to get 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago. In the last 20 years, this has gone away. You don't find much of this anywhere anymore. I'm telling you, don't. If you don't, I'm telling you. Some of you've been out there in places and you go in and they sing a song or two, and the preacher gets up and preaches a little sermonette, and lets you out on time so you can go do what you want to do. And you ain't got no help from God. The power of God wasn't there to do anything. Now I'm telling you, the power of God's been here. God's been here in his power tonight. And we haven't seen all God's been a-doing. You can't see, God's give us a little evidence of the fact that he's here. You can't look inside of people's hearts and see what God's been a-doing. But I'm telling you, God has been doing some things here tonight that will last through eternity. God just give us a little taste of what we could have. What we could have. A whole lot of. If we'd just be willing to do what was said in the beginning, humble ourselves and pray. Seek God's face. Forsake our wicked ways. God said, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sin and I'll heal your land. What God's been doing in this service tonight's been forgiving sin and healing. That's what he's been doing. It ain't been one of them like these healing preachers do, nothing like that. But I want to tell you, there's been some healing done here tonight that doctors have nothing to do with and can never, ever do. Amen. Well, we've got some food over here on that building. I guess we still got food over there.